The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Aaron David Lebovitz, Rav of Young Israel of Cleveland Heights, and Chavir of Vad HaRabbanim of Cleveland, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Beginning of Perek Elu Mu'min, it talks about the mum in the ear of a bechor. We know that a bechor, as long as it has no mum, is a korban, can only be brought to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban eaten by kahanim. But if a bechor has a mum in it, then it can be eaten b'gvulin, like chulin. This is actually nageya b'zman hazeh, because if somebody owns an animal, kosher behema, and it has a bechor, so then you would have a shaila of it only being mutter to be eaten after being given to a kohen if there's a mum. Most people today, the way they avoid it, as this discussed earlier in the Masechta in the first parak, is a hatter to sell the mother to a guy, and this way, since the guy has a shutfus in the behema, so there's no din of bechor. So even though by a chamor, where it's not a big deal, it doesn't become a korban, we're knowing not to sell, so not to try to circumvent the mitzvah. But by a bechor, behema tyro, where it's very complicated and you have problems of kochim, so we allow you to sell. I have a story in my family. My grandmother, Shalom in Europe, their family had a bechor, and they forgot to sell it to the guy, so they ended up giving it to the kohen, and the kohen couldn't do anything with it because it didn't have a mum, it was a calf. They brought it in shul on Simchas Torah, it would dance in the shul on Simchas Torah. Then one day the bechor was running around, and it slipped on the rocks, and it fell, and it broke, and it died. And they buried it with tachrichin. My grandmother actually sewed tachrichin to bury it. So it could technically come out negei b'zman hazeh, and therefore these halachas are brought in Shulchan Aruch. What do you do if you have what defines a mum in a bechor so that a kohen would be allowed to eat it b'zman hazeh? So the Mishnah begins talking about the mum of the ear. And the Mishnah is mechalik between a pagam in the sochus of the oizen, which would be considered a mum, or a pagam in the or of the oizen. That's not a mum. So it's a shiloh, what exactly is the sochus? What exactly is the or? And we all know how our ears are constructed. We have a lobe, a soft lobe that hangs beneath the ear, like Gemara Ksuva says, that's supposed to cover our ears in case of someone speaking Lashon Hara. We have then the harder part of the ear, the cartilage. In the middle of the ear, there's like a ridge that runs across. The animal's ear is constructed differently. The animal doesn't have a lobe, and it doesn't really have a ridge. But deep inside the ear, when you go close to the head of the animal, over there is a little bit of a ridge. You have a softer outside of the ear, all around the ear, and the hard cartilage part of the ear, and then this little inner ridge that's all the way close to the whole inside, you know, which connects the ear directly into the head. So the shaila, what is the sochus, and what exactly is the or? So Rashi says that the or is the alya racha. Now that sounds like the lobe of the ear, but as we just said, the animal does not have the alya racha. So it just has to mean the softer part that surrounds the ear, that already would be considered the sochus. That's considered the or, and that if the mum would be in the soft part around the ear, that would not be a problem. But once you get to the harder part of the ear, that would be the sochus, and then the mum would be an issue. But the Rambam says that it's the or ha mukaf lischais ha'oiz. And that seems to be that it's deeper inside. It's not just the soft part, but some of the harder part of the ear as well would also not be enough. If there's a pagam over there, it would also not be enough to be considered a mum. So Rashi would be more makel that any mum that's past the soft part would be okay. And the Rambam, you'd have to get deeper into the ear. But the shayla is, how deep into the ear do you have to go? If you're going with the Shita Saramba. The Taz in Yoredeishin Tes Sivkat and Dalet says that the sochus, in other words, whatever the sochus is, then that's where the mum is the problem. Anything that's not the sochus, the mum would be okay. So the Taz says that the Sochas is the he calls it the Hakan Riffle, which is Sheba Emsa Ha'ozen, which seems to be the ridge that's all the way inside. That's the way the animal, the ridge is deep by the hole, and over there, only over there, according to the Taz, would it be considered a mum. So Tiferes Yisrael and Bayez Aleph in our Mishnah says, what do you mean? There's no animal doesn't have this kind of a ridge. And he says, if you're talking about that ridge, that's all the way by Oymek Ha'ozen, the little Machitza Katana deep inside. So that's so deep. So that's a mum shebeseser. That kind of mum would not noticeable, would not be qualified as a mum to matra the bechor. Because a mum shebeseser is not good. You need a mum that's considered something that people see. So this is the shaila. So, but according to the Taz, it's a very chomer dicker thing. You could almost never have, unless it's a major injury to the animal's ear that reaches all the way to that little ridge on the inside, that even if most of the ear is knocked off, it wouldn't be considered a mum. So very interesting, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Shulchan Aruch Graz, in Soif Hilchas Pesach, he writes down a macha. He says, he makes a macha in the people who are matirin a bechor, with a mum in the ear. He says, even b'chaser kol ha'ozen, says even if you're missing the whole ear, that is not considered a mum. Ein heter ela kishehachatachu betnuch. That is only when the begam is in the tnuch, which is the inner ridge, who is sochus sheish la goyva ksas hazokah besoich soich pnimius ha'ozen mamish. Eitzel ha'nekev ha'pesuch ve'etzel ha'gogos mamish. He says, you mamish have to get the whole ear off, and then have a pagam just to that end of the ear, the part that connects right to the head. U'chumavur b'piskei me'ariyai, v'arayas kotzra yiriyav me'hochel. He says, there are so many rayas to this that I can't even write them. U'l'shayma yinom. And those who listen will have benefit. It'll be pleasant for them. So very fascinatingly, Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to take the very chomerdik approach of that a mum in the ear, I mean, obviously going like the Shittas of Rambam, but a mum in the ear has to be very, very deep inside. But there is a shaila, how deep does he mean? So the Kerech of Meyakov, the Shavina Rav, the Simcha Chavdal says, the Kavanas HaGraz is only to simply be like the Rambam and not like Rashi. That it means anywhere in the cartilage of the ear, that's a bit inside, that's enough. So he doesn't go with what seems to be the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but rather he says that it's anywhere that's a little deeper in where it's a little harder, and that is where it would be considered a mum. But that's really a sort of a shitas yachid in his havana of the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, because the Nitziv and Meishiv Davar Chelek Beisim and Samachalf and the Chazanish and others, they understand that Hitaka means, like the Taz, that only deep inside, in that ridge that's deep inside, only over there would it be considered a mum. But anywhere above that, even as, you know, the whole ear, as he says, would not be enough. Would not be enough. And the Nasiv is Chaylik, on this Pshak, and he says that that's a two machmer. And even if you get just beyond the basic outside, and you get toward the inner harder part of the ear, that would already be enough. The grandson of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, of Rav Shneur Zalman, Layadi, his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, Simen Reish Chav Tes, brings an interesting incident. Fascinatingly, as a kid, he remembered, when talking about this Shaila, an actual halacha l'maisa incident that happened by him, with his grandfather. He says, on his own he wanted to be mekel, and then he says, it's hard for me to be mekel against the psak of the Taz. And the ikker reason why I have to be machmer is because I remember a maisa that was mefursim in Leadi, in the first years that my family was living there. There was a shayla of a bechor, they did not remember to sell the mother to a goy, and they had an actual bechor was born there. And the shamish over there, who was also a poisik, said that since the ear was affected and had a mum, he said it's okay, and they shechted the bechor according to his psak. Then afterwards, my uncle, Rabbi Yehuda Leib from Yanovitz was presented with the Shaila, and he was also Liad, and he said, I don't know, there was, he felt that there was too much of a kula to be lenient on that Bechor. And he came with this Shaila to my grandfather, the Graz, and they handled and handled and handled in this, that's, as was said in the Shulchan Aruch Harab, that there are many, many riots. The psak came out from Rav Zalman that it has to be buried because it really was a bechor. And then he writes it's interesting because the Netziv says that which the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that there's so many riots and everything, he said he wrote that to scare Legazim, like as an exaggeration. And the Semach Tzedek writes that as far as I know, Meduma, that Shekotza Bazesh Shaila V'tshuva V'arichus. He said, my grandfather wrote a long Shaila about this. U'mistama hichmer kadas ataz, or ula eizatam acher. So it's very interesting that he did have, by says, a lot of riots. It was something that he really established very strongly, as is testified by his grandson, the Semach Tzedek. But then the Semach Tzedek himself, as is the Chazon Ish, asked a kasha on his grandfather's chumrah, because the Gemara says in Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph before and in Maseches Beah Chav Zayin Amud Beis that there's a possibility to create a mum. You put something ala oisin k'dishiyavu akela v'yachlena. If a dog comes and will eat the dough that's on the ear of the animal, and that will create a mum. Now, if you go like the pashas of the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that only a very, very deep injury to the ear will render the animal a bal mum, so then this dog would have to really do a good job eating up the ear. It's not mistaver that the dog would do such a good job. Even if the dog pulls off the ear, it would still not be considered a mum, according to the Shita. That's a ha'arot that they have on that Shita. And then the Mechzedek concludes, "Ach ein ze raya kolkach." Not such a good raya, because he could say, "Ein achanami." The dog taka did. It's not a raya mechrachas. But he says that from Rashi, that flamin hayam and aleph, it doesn't seem that only that would be Rashi would be the shitasai. But either way, it doesn't seem that it has to be that deep. So the halacha lemaisa, if somebody ends up in this situation, so there is lachur what to rely upon. To, if the mum is not deep, deep in the ear. Semach Tzedek himself, is a noita like that. The Koyach of Yaakov's Havon and the Shulchan Aruch Harav would allow for it. The Chazon Ish. And you have also Rashi Shita, and then it's Siv. So the Chara, there's a Sharka Mokum to be Mekel, if in such a case.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.